Well, hello again. This is Buck Benny speaking. Merry Christmas to all of you. It's that time of year. And this is, today we start some of our first earliest Christmas shows. We had a Phil Harris present where he was getting a present episode. And now we have Jack Benny in one of the famous shopping episodes for Christmas shopping. And this one is probably the most similar to the television show that you've probably watched, the Christmas show. There are at least two different Christmas shopping episodes that were filmed for the television series. One I have not seen because it just doesn't seem to be available. The other one's available all over the place. It's on the internet and so forth. I'll include a link to it on our podcast tonight so that you can, if you come to our website, you can watch the television episode that's so similar to this, but there are quite a few differences, too. You'll see a lot of the bits are based on this, but of course, in the television show, they don't have Phil Harris, so his whole segment is gone. There's just some other changes to it, too. Oh, well, of course, Mary, at that point, isn't on the television show, so Mary, there's no scene with Mary on it at that point, and but, of course, Mary does have a part in the radio show here. What I'm going to do is I've been looking and trying to figure this out. People love the Christmas shopping episodes, so I'm going to try and, over the next couple of weeks before Christmas, bring you as many as I can of the Christmas shopping episodes. You can listen to those. But anyway, this is a great first one to start with. Some great bits in here. The beginning of the program has a lot of great Rochester moments. I think it's interesting, early on, Jack makes a comment about Senator McCarthy and the whole McCarthy Red Scare thing was going on. And so I find it interesting. Jack doesn't usually make any kind of political commentary, but there's a little political jab there that he threw out. So that was interesting. And anyway, I hope you enjoy this wonderful Christmas episode. I hope you have a great Christmas season. And we're really turning up the Christmas episodes this week on a lot of our shows. And we know that I love this time of year for old-time radio and everyone I talk to. It's usually their favorite time of year for old-time radio as well. It's just a fun time of year to be listening. Tomorrow, the Bing Crosby show. Crosby's always fun at Christmas time. That's where you hardly ever hear any Crosby songs on the radio, but during Christmas season, boy, he's all over the radio, isn't he? Anyway, enjoy this episode, and we will see you next time.
65.
The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike.
Be happy, go lucky, be happy, go lucky, strike, be happy, go lucky, go lucky strike today.
My Christmas list is quite complete. I wrote it with great ease. I simply said 100 packs of LSMFTs.
I'm Santa Claus, I'm working hard, I'm filling up my sleigh with milder, richer, Lucky Strike to brighten Christmas Day.
Be happy, go lucky, be happy, go lucky strike, be happy, go lucky, go lucky strike today.
Truly, this is the time of the year to be happy, go lucky, for Luckies give you all the smoking enjoyment you want in a cigarette. That perfect combination of real mildness and rich, true tobacco taste. You see, only fine tobacco gives you both perfect mildness and rich taste. And LSMFT, Lucky Strike, means fine tobacco. And remember, the gay Lucky Strike Christmas carton, specially created by the famous designer Raymond Loy, make perfect Christmas gifts. So add to the joys of the season by giving your family and friends Lucky Strike cigarettes in their colorful holiday wrapping. Then everybody can be happy, go lucky.
Be happy, go lucky, be happy, go lucky, strike, be happy, go lucky, go lucky, strike today.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, the Sportsman Quartet, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go out to Jack Benny's home in Beverly Hills. At the moment, Jack is out doing his Christmas shopping, and Rochester's just leaving to do his.
Well, I've got all the windows shut. Guess I can go. Uh-oh. What's this on the desk? A letter in Mr. Benny's handwriting. Dear Santa, Christmas is almost here, and it would make me very happy if you gave me a train. When Mr. Benny wants a train, he wants a train. This letter isn't addressed to Santa Claus, it's to Santa Fe. Well, they may send him one. He's mentioned them enough. Well, I'll mail a letter when I... there's the phone. Mr. Benny's residence, Star Stage Screen Radio, and we'll tell you what the thing is for 50 cents.
Hello, this is the credit manager of the Beverly Hills department store.
Yes?
There's a Mr. Jack Benny in my office opening a charge account, and I'm merely calling to verify his identification.
I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. First, would you give me a general description of Mr. Benny?
Yes, sir. He's got muscles like Burt Lancaster, shoulders like Clark Gable, and a chest like Victor Mature.
Wait a minute. Does he look like that to you?
Yes, but after Christmas, he shrinks a little.
I see what you're getting at. But now for his actual description. Is he about 5'9"? Does he weigh about 160? Are his eyes blue?
Bluer than the cork in a bottle of grape juice.
Just a moment. Say they are. Now, just one more question. Does Mr. Benny have a savings account?
Oh, yes. Yes, several.
Where?
California Bank, Security Bank, Farmers and Merchants Bank, First National Bank, Citizens Bank, and the Banks of the Wabash.
Banks of the Wabash?
He buried some there when he was a boy.
Oh, well, I think I have enough information. Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, Mr. Benny, it gives me great pleasure to present you with this credit card, and we're very proud to have you as one of our customers.
Well, thank you. Come on, Mary, now I can do my Christmas shopping, and I'm going to buy your present first.
Oh, thanks.
Gosh, this store sure is crowded. There's a mob around every counter.
Gee, look at the way those women are pushing.
Yeah, and you know, Mary, I can't understand one thing about women. All year long, they're so helpless. You have to open the door for them. They can't light their own cigarettes. They cling to your arm as you walk down the street. They're as delicate as butterflies. And then, about 2 weeks before Christmas, a mad glint comes into their eyes. Armed with umbrellas for gouging and handbags for slugging, they march down Wilshire Boulevard yelling, "Hit 'em again! Hit 'em again! Harder! Harder!"
Jack, stop kidding.
Kidding? Mary, I was in a department store yesterday, and a little gray-haired old lady, couldn't have been over 5 feet tall, put down her cane and yanked a washing machine right out of my arm. When I tried to stop her, she kicked my hat off.
Well, Jack, it wasn't your washing machine. Why'd you try to stop her?
It was a demonstrator, and my shirt was in it. Now, come on, let's do some shopping.
Okay, I want to buy a Lady Esther makeup kit for my sister Babe and some gloves for myself. I'll see you later.
Okay. Now, let's see. I think I'll buy Mary a watch. Yeah, that'll be nice. Back home again in Indiana. That's where I long to be. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash. Gee, I wonder if anybody dug around there lately. Oh, well. Let's see, where's the jewelry counter? I better find out. Oh, I beg your pardon, mister. Are you the floor walker?
Ever!
Will you please tell me where the jewelry counter is?
I can, but I won't.
Why not?
This is my lunch hour.
Your lunch hour?
Certainly. Do you think I always have mayonnaise on my carnation?
Now, wait a minute. I just want to find... Never mind. I'll find it myself. Wise guy, the counter's right in back of me.
How do you do, sir? May I help you?
Yes, yes. I'd like to look at a watch, please.
Is it for a man, a woman, or a dog?
A dog?
This is Beverly Hills, you know.
Well, I want a ladies' rich wristwatch. Not a rich one, a ladies' wristwatch. I don't know any dogs.
Well, let's see. Now, here's our new Senator McCarthy model. It has only one hand on it.
One hand? Well, how do you tell time?
Every hour it comes up and slugs you.
Well, it's cute, all right, but I'd like something a little more practical. Say, here's an awfully nice one. I think Mary would really like this.
That's $120.
Oh. With that fly spec, I thought it said 12.
They warned me about you. Put down that fly.
Now look, miss.
Here's a nice watch for $12.
Well, that's just what I want. I'll take it. Here's your money.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness, I didn't mean to give you cash. I just opened a charge account.
Well, it's too late now. I already rang it up.
Well, all right. Say, this watch is a beauty.
Mm-hmm, it certainly is. And it has an unbreakable crystal. Here, try it out.
No, no, I'll take your word for it.
Go ahead, take this little hammer and hit it.
No, no, I don't think I ought to, really.
Go ahead. That's why we keep this little hammer here.
Well, all right.
Shall I wrap it up now?
Wrap it up? You mean sweep it up. And give me back my $12.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I cannot return your money.
Oh, you can't. I'll get my money back if
just
I have to...
Just a moment. Oh, Mr. Nelson.
Oh, him again.
What is it, Miss Valley?
This man broke a watch with a hammer, and he wants his money back.
Well, certainly I broke the watch, but she told me to.
She told you to?
Yes.
Well, haven't you got a mind of your own?
Well, certainly I have a mind of my own, but this young lady told me it was unbreakable.
Young? Why, she's 42 if she's a day.
We're not arguing about that. I want my money back.
Oh, give it to him, Miss Valance, before he bites somebody.
Yes.
Here you are. Boy, what a sore loser.
Well, it's certainly a fine store to do business with.
You walked in, Tallulah. Nobody dragged you.
Oh, quiet. Now, where did Mary go? Oh, there she is over there.
I like these. I'll take these suede gloves, please.
Yes, ma'am. That'll be $10.95.
Here you are.
Thank you. Say, aren't you Mary Livingston?
Yes.
You used to work at the May Company, didn't you?
Well, yes, yes, I did.
Well, don't you remember me, Blanche Nudnik?
Oh, yes, you sold garbage disposals.
That's right.
How come you left?
I had to quit. Sales girls were disappearing right and left. Anyway, Mary, since you left the May Company, you sure have gone up.
I've gone, but you've got your directions mixed.
Oh, Mary! Mary!
Yes, Jack? Did you get my present?
Not yet, Mary. I'm going to buy Don's present first, but I don't know what to get for him.
Why, Jack, I thought that was settled. Last night when we were all at Ciro's, you put your arm around Don and said, Donzie, you've been such a pal to me that this Christmas I'm going to give you a pair of diamond cufflinks.
Last night I had 4 glasses of sherry. I'm all right now, so where's the handkerchief coming?
Well, you go on, Jack. I'll meet you back here in 50 minutes. What time is it now?
I don't know. I'll find out. Pardon me, can you tell me the time? Thank you. It's 3 o'clock.
Well, what do you know? A clocker spaniel.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. See you later. Well, let's see. I'll get Don some handkerchiefs. Then for Phil...
Hiya, bud. Long time no see.
Huh? Oh, hello. Every time I go shopping, I run to that racetrack tout. Now, let's see. Where's the handkerchief department?
Pardon me, miss. Would you mind waiting on me, please?
Why, yes, sir. What can I do for you all?
Why, honey child, you the same little gal waiting on me last year. You from Alabama, ain't you?
I sure am. Are you all from the South?
Am I all from the South? Honey, when I was born, the doctor held me up by my feet and slapped my little ham hock with a candid yam.
To Jefferson Davis, if it ain't little old Phil Harris.
Yeah, that's me. They purchased Louisiana because I was in it. Now, let me see. What can I get for my wife? Have you any suggestions?
Well, here's something very beautiful in a sheer negligee, ankle length and trimmed with lace.
Hey, that looks all right. I'll take two of them and embroider them his and hers.
You mean you're gonna wear one?
Yeah, I like to look nice around the pool.
Well, I'll have it wrapped up for you in just a little old minute. Now, wait right here, Mr. Harris.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Mary. Mary.
Oh, here I am, Jack.
Say, Mary, I just thought of a wonderful gift for Don Wilson. You know, he's been playing a lot of golf lately.
I know, Jack. As a matter of fact, I gave him the golf bag.
Say, that's right.
And Phil gave him the clubs.
Well, Mary, the gift I'm thinking about will tie right in. Although, I don't know whether to give him a dozen or a dozen and a half.
Well, Jack, I think a dozen golf balls would be wonderful.
Golf balls? I was thinking about tees.
Oh, Jack, you wouldn't.
Well, Mary, it's the least I can do.
Not if you put your mind to it.
Yeah, that's what I'll give him, golf tees. Come on, let's take the elevator. The sporting goods department is on the mezzanine.
Wait a minute, Jack. You told me this morning you wanted to get something for little Stevie, the president of the Beverly Hills Beavers.
Oh, yes.
Well, here's the toy department.
Good. I think I'll try and get him a Buck Rogers gun.
Hey, Jack, look at that cute little toy gas station. It's got a grease rack and everything.
Well, you got it right this time, didn't you? Now, let's see. Where's the clerk?
Here he comes.
Oh, yeah.
There, welcome to Toyland. What can I do for you?
Look, I'm interested in a Buck Rogers gun for a little boy.
Well, I don't know if we got one, but here's a novelty that all the kids is crazy about. A chemistry set.
A chemistry set?
Yeah. You know, it's a science thing with a lot of chemicals.
Oh, you mean chemicals.
Take it, Jack. It'll make a beautiful Christmas present.
Mary, well, it's nice, all right, but I'm interested in a Buck Rogers gun.
Well, here's something the kids like. It's not only fascinating, but entertaining as well. A mama doll.
A mama doll? But this is for a little...
Look, I'll show you how it works.
Gee.
Ain't that the nuts?
Yeah, a mama doll is a lovely gift, but you see, I want something for a little boy.
So what? I used to have a mama doll when I was a kid, but me big brother broke it. And when I woke up the next morning, there was my poor little dolly with the head all smashed to pieces.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Can I buy you a hanky?
Yes, here you are. Now, look, mister, what I really want is a Buck Rogers gun. If you haven't got it, just say so, and then I'll...
Oh, Jack, here's one. Isn't this what you want?
Yes, yes, that's it. Look, Mary, you just pull back the lever like this, and then... Gee, that's funny. Hey, mister, what's the matter with this? It doesn't work.
What's wrong with it?
Well, I just pulled back this lever and the spring snapped out of it.
Yous broke it and yous is going to pay for it.
I am not going to pay for it.
You is too.
No, I'm not, and you can't hold me responsible.
Just a minute, Mr. Nelson! Yeah.
What have you done now, little man?
I didn't do anything. I picked up this gun and it doesn't work.
The reason it don't work is because you broke it.
I did no such thing, did I, Mary?
No, you broke the mama doll.
I didn't break the mama doll. It was this guy's brother years ago.
Well, I woke up in the morning and poor little head was all smashed to pieces.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Now, look, Mr. Flora. All I came in here for was the Buck Rogers gun. And if you haven't got one that works, I'll go someplace else.
Well, you're not going until you pay for the one you broke.
All right, I'll pay for it. Put it on my charge account. What a store. I never saw a store like this. Come on, Mary. I want to get those golf tees for Don.
They're on the mezzanine. I'll wait for you here.
Okay. I'll take the elevator. See, all the elevators are up. Number 5 is coming down. I'll take that one.
Hey, Bud. Bud.
Oh, me?
Yeah, yeah. Come here a minute.
What do you want?
Where are you going?
Upstairs.
Which elevator are you taking?
Number 5. What?
Take number 3.
Number 3?
It'll beat 5 to the top by 2.5 floors.
But number 5 is about to go up.
I know, but she's carrying too much weight.
Well, I don't know what to do. What about number 1?
Number 1 is a local. It can't go the distance.
Well, how about number 2?
Slow starter.
Oh, huh?
Now, be smart and take elevator number 3. Just look at the breeding.
The breeding?
It's out of General Electric by Otis.
Well, this really doesn't make any difference. I'm only Christmas shopping.
Well, okay. It's your dough.
I wonder where he gets his information.
Did you get what you wanted?
No, I haven't gone up yet.
Well, come on, I'll go with you. Here's the elevator.
All right. Get things settled. Mezzanine, please. Gee, that's funny, Mary. 4 guys running the elevator.
Second floor.
Christmas toys for girls and boys, sweaters, shirts, and clothes. Corset stays, men's toupees, Kleenex for your nose. You will like Lucky Strike, buy them here because they're round and firm and fully packed, just like Santa Claus.
Fellas, you passed my floor. I want to get off at the mezzanine.
Third floor.
Fellas, the mezzanine.
Here you'll find Venetian blinds, pool and billiard cues, movie reels, rubber heels, boots and button shoes, coaster bikes, Lucky Strikes. Try one and you'll see. Be happy and go Lucky Strike. Smoke LSMFT.
Fellas, take me down. Look, I want the mezzanine. I don't want to go up any higher.
Fourth floor.
Pots and pans, garbage cans, silverware and knives, buggy whips and pillow slips, chinaware and chives, cartons of smokes you love, give them to a friend. Stock up now with Lucky Strike, that milder, richer blend.
Fellas, please, look, I wanted the mezzanine. I asked for the mezzanine.
Fifth floor!
Fellas, look, the mezzanine. I want to buy some.
Violins that fit your chins, shovels, rakes, and bowls, railroad spikes, Lucky Strikes, get them on this floor. Once you smoke a Lucky Strike, we're sure that you want more.
Look, boys, I want to finish shopping. Take me down to the mezzanine.
Going down.
Mezzanine, gasoline, alligator bags, coats and boats and billy goats and girdles if it sags.
Let us off, let us off. We've got things to do.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Come on, I want to buy Don Wilson's gift and go home. Now, let's see. Where would we
jingle
find the golf
bells,
team?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Well, hello, Mr. Kitzel.
Hello, Mr. Benny. Well, I see the Yule time is catching up with you. You too, Miss Livingston.
Yes. Are you doing your Christmas shopping, Mr. Kitzel?
Look at this arm loaded with bundles. The things I am buying.
What's in that big package there?
Well, this is a beautiful fur coat, and I'm bringing it home to my wife.
Well, that's nice. What is it, fox or sable?
On the label, it's sable. In the box, it's fox.
I see.
Are you getting any other presents?
Yes, I'm also buying for the whole family a television set.
Oh, that's wonderful. There are a lot of good programs on now.
Yes, and I'm such a fan. Now I can stay home and watch Ed Solomon's Toast of the Town, yeah. Martin Cohen, Private Eye, Kukla, Fran, and Molly. But my favorite of all is Faye Edelson.
That's Emerson. Emerson.
Emerson Edelson. She sends me.
Well, I gotta finish my shopping. I hope you have a nice Christmas, Mr. Kitzel.
Thank you, and a happy Noel to you. You too, Miss Livingston.
Well, thank you, Mr. Kitzel.
Now, come on, Mary. I gotta get that gift for Don. Oh, by the way, Mary, did you finish your shopping?
Yes, I just got my sister Babe a Max Factor makeup kit.
Max Factor? I thought you said you were going to get Babe a Lady Esther.
If we can just get her to look like Max, it'll be an improvement.
Maybe you're right. Come on, Mary. The sporting goods department is right over there.
Hey, look. Here comes Don now.
Oh, yes. Hello, Don.
Hello, Jack. Mary.
Doing your Christmas shopping, Don?
Yes, Jack. And by the way, this morning I got your Christmas cards.
You mean card, don't you, Don?
No, cards. I bought 4 dozen.
Yes, yes, he gets a professional discount, you know. Well, Don, it's quite a coincidence running into you because I was just on my way to buy your present.
Oh, really, Jack? What are you getting me?
See if you can guess, Don.
Well, let's see. A sports shirt?
No.
Silk robe?
No.
Movie camera?
No.
Am I getting warm?
Like Admiral Byrd.
Mary, please. Keep guessing, Don.
Gold cufflinks.
No. Keep guessing.
Oh, Jack, you're such a tease.
That's it.
Mary. I want him to be surprised. I love to watch his big fat face light up on Christmas. Come on now, we haven't much time. See you later, Don.
Okay, bye.
Gee, I wish I knew what to buy my mother for a Christmas present.
For your mother?
Yeah. Oh, I know. I'll get her one of these. What size is this one?
38.
No, that'll be a little too small. What size is this one here?
That's a 44.
Oh, that's fine. Put some bullets in it and wrap it up.
Yes, sir.
Send it to Mrs. Patrick Day and put a card in it saying, Merry Christmas, and be sure to listen to Dennis Day next Thursday night on Suspense.
Oh, you gonna be on Suspense?
Yeah, I've got so many shows now, I drive Hooper nuts.
Well, getting back to the gun, I'm a little reluctant to sell it to you. Does your mother know how to use a gun?
Oh, sure. She's a crack shot. Every morning she practices shooting an apple off my father's head.
No.
Yeah, she only missed once.
What?
Now it doesn't make any difference if Papa sits in front of me while I'm watching television.
I see. Now, is there anything else you'd like to buy?
Oh, yes, I'd like to get something for Jack Benny. Something very expensive.
Very expensive?
Yeah, the poor old man only has one show.
Oh, well, let's see if we can find something nice for him. Well, here we are, Mary. Here's the sporting goods department. Now, I'll get Don's gift and we can go home. Oh, clerk.
Yes, sir?
I'd like to buy
some... Say, your face looks familiar. Didn't I wait on you before?
I don't know. Now, I'd like to buy...
Now I remember you. Once you bought a pair of shoelaces from me.
Yes, yes. Now, I'd like to buy...
It was 5 years ago. You couldn't make up your mind whether to get plastic tips or metal tips.
Oh, are you the fellow?
Yes, I recovered, but my hair never did come back in. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I'd like to buy some golf tees.
Golf tees? Certainly. Here you are.
Well, and they're gift wrapped, too.
Yes, and you'll find the celluloid tees are every bit as good as the wooden ones.
Oh. Are there two kinds?
I had to tell him yet.
Gee,
see, I don't know whether to get the wooden ones or the celluloid ones.
Look, mister.
The wooden ones break easily, but then the celluloid...
Please, mister, don't do what you did with the shoelaces.
Huh?
I remember how you kept coming back. First you'd get plastic tips, then you'd change the metal tips, the plastic tips, the metal tips.
Well, it was a hard decision to make. Now, mister,
Plastic tips, metal tips, plastic tips, metal tips.
Jack, let's go. The rest of his hair is falling out.
Wait a minute.
And you came back again and again and again.
Mister.
All the other clerks went home, but I had to stay.
Look, mister,
but you're not going to do it to me this year.
Jack.
Plastic tips, metal tips, plastic tips, metal tips.
Mister.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out.
Mister, look.
Plastic tips, metal tips.
Mister, I'm not getting it this time.
Everybody else had fun, but here I had to stay.
Come on, Mary.
Plastic tips, metal tips.
Look, I didn't mean...
All the way.
First, here are some tuneful suggestions for Christmas gifts.
Be happy, go lucky, be happy, go lucky strike, be happy, go lucky strike today.
If you have smokers on your list, then take a tip from me in cigarettes, tobacco counts, and LSMFT.
Give lucky cartons to your friends. They're gaily decked with holly and filled with greater smoking joy to make this Christmas jolly.
Be happy, go lucky, be happy, go lucky strike. Be happy, go lucky strike today.
Believe me, friends, those Lucky Strike Christmas cartons, specially created by the famous designer Raymond Loy, are a wonderful way to say Merry Christmas to your family and friends. Everyone will enjoy Lucky's happy blending of perfect mildness and rich taste. Perfect mildness? Scientific tests confirmed by 3 independent consulting laboratories prove Lucky Strike is milder than any other principal brand. And as for rich taste, well, only fine tobacco gives you rich, true tobacco taste. And LSMFT, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So to add to the joys of the holiday season, put Lucky Strike Christmas cartons on your shopping list and be happy, go lucky.
Be happy, go lucky, be happy, go lucky strike, be happy, go lucky strike today.
Good night, everybody.
Be sure to hear Dennis Stanley and the Life of Dennis Day. Stay tuned to the Dennis Stanley Show that follows immediately. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
From Hollywood, the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. It's only a week till Christmas, and Phil is having the same problem that a lot of men are having. What to get his wife for a present?
I don't know what to get Alice. She's got everything. A washing machine. An ironing board. Rubber gloves. Arch supporters.
Phil, if I saw something Alice would love, it's a beautiful mutation mink, and it only costs $7,000.
What are you, a shill for I.J. Fox? That's all I gotta do, spend $7,000 for a mutilated mink.
The least you can do is spend a little money on my sister. After all, she spent plenty on you.
What did she ever spend on me?
I have it all down here in the ledger. Starting from the day she married you, that day alone cost her $1,075.
Thousand? What for?
A pinstripe suit, a pair of yellow shoes, and a shave.
Well, she was a star, and I didn't want to look like a bum when I led her down the aisle. Besides, that suit and shoes only cost $75. Now, what was the $1,000 spent for?
To hush up the wedding.
It cost her $1,000 for that?
Cost $800 just to have the minister shanghaied to Singapore.
Oh, Oh, so that's who sent me a postcard from China. I wondered about that guy. Well, Willie, I don't know. I guess the best thing for me to do is to ask Alice what she wants for Christmas. Hey, Alice! Alice, can I see you a minute there?
I'll be with you as soon as I put down this Ladies' Home Journal, which has an ad for a 1951 convertible, which, if you get your order in now, is available for Christmas delivery, dear.
Well, now you know what she wants, Philip.
Yes. And if she wants a year's subscription to the Ladies' Home Journal, she shall have it.
That ain't what I had in mind, Wonga. I thought a convertible would be a nice gift.
So would a diamond-studded submarine. Well, what do you need one for?
Well, it's not so much for me. It's more for my mother. She loves to ride in a convertible with white wall tires.
She wouldn't settle for a motorcycle with a sidecar, would she?
I don't think so.
How about a Schwinn bicycle with a basket? With that one, I'll throw in a pair of clips.
Bill, I was only kidding. You don't have to buy me anything for Christmas. After all, I have everything a girl could want. I have you.
You know something? You're right. It would be kind of silly to try to top that, wouldn't it? But, honey, I do want to get you... I want to get you a little something. What do you want?
Oh, I don't want to tell you what I want. Just surprise me. Bring home an expensive little something.
I don't think I mentioned the word expensive.
So I'm ad-libbing.
Oh. Well, look, I'll go downtown and buy you something now, and then I'll bring it home and give it to you.
Oh, but Phil, that isn't the Christmas spirit. The only people who give presents a week before Christmas are those who want to make sure they'll get something in return.
Yeah, you're right. I guess it would be pretty kind of a cheap way of hit. Uh-oh, I'll get that. Oh, hiya, Frankie.
Hiya, Curly, and here's your Christmas present.
We were just talking about people like you. Now, what's the idea of giving me my present so early? Don't you realize that people who give their... Hey, wait a minute. Most Christmas packages have a sticker that says, do not open until Christmas. This one says, do not open unless. Unless what?
Unless you're planning on getting me something. Well, go ahead and open your present.
Okay. Oh, Frankie. It's beautiful.
You like it, huh?
Oh. It's just what I've always wanted, a stomach pump. Oh, Remley, I don't...
No, don't try to thank me. Use it in good health.
Gee, Rem, this is the nicest gift I ever received, and I want you to know that I'll always carry it close to my heart, Burn.
I know you'd like it, Curly. It's the kind of a thing a man never goes out and buys for himself.
All right.
Very practical.
That's fine.
If you don't have any trouble with your stomach, you can use it as a bicycle pump. Or to blow up football.
Yes, Frank, that's
good.
Or
if you reverse the suction, it can easily be converted into a Turkish water pipe.
Turkish water pipe.
If you reverse the suction.
Yes, I know. Will you stop already? Now, what do you got in the other package there?
Oh, that's a present for Alice.
What did you get her? An upper plate? Look, Remley, why do you keep coming
Hello,
in here?
Hello, Frankie.
Hi, Alice. I brought you a Christmas present.
Oh, thank you very much, Frankie.
Go ahead and open it.
Well, it's not the right thing to do, but if you want me to, okay.
Oh, Frankie. This is something I've always wanted. A collapsible scaling ladder.
Yeah, I know you'd appreciate it. Oh. Comes in very handy.
Yeah, they are handy, honey. You might want to climb up and prune a tree sometime. Maybe rob a bird's nest, a small one, you know. I mean, there's a lot.
Oh, never mind. Thank you very much for the present, Frankie. And now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going upstairs. I have some work to do.
What are you going to do?
Re-shingle the roof.
Well, I'm gone, Frankie. Why don't you sing?
Me sing? You know I don't sing, Alice. You're the one that does the singing around here.
Oh, thank you, Frankie. I'll be glad to.
What an underhanded way to get into a song.
It's a lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do, you've got lovely day to do it in, that's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two, for I'd really like to stay. It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying, it's a lovely day.
It's a lovely day, no matter if it's springtime, summer, winter, or fall.
It's a lovely day.
It's a lovely day.
So whatever you've got
so
to
whatever
do,
you do, you got a lovely day to do it in, that's true.
And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two, for I'd really like to stay
out in the sunshine.
It's a lovely day.
It's a lovely day.
And whatever you've got to
do, whatever you do,
I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one,
there is nothing more to say,
except it's a lovely day for saying, it's a lovely day.
Oh, it's such a lovely day.
Thanks again for that lovely present, Frankie. See you later.
Hey, Curly? I got the impression that Alice wasn't too enthused with the scaling ladder I gave her.
But, you know how women are.
You didn't get her one like it for your anniversary, did you?
No. Scaling ladders. Yeah, cute kid. Stomach pumps.
Where do you do your shopping, Ephraim?
A friend of mine has an Army and Navy surplus store. Hey, if you haven't bought anything for Alice yet, he has just the thing for her.
Yeah, what?
Deep sea diving suit?
A deep sea diving suit for Alice?
Yeah, and you can get it cheap. Has a leaky air hose.
Wait. Friendly, will you stop already? I'm in enough trouble. Now, look, I want to get something nice for Alice, something that costs about, well, about $200, but I only got about $50. I wonder who I could borrow $150 from.
If you need $150 for Alice's present, there's only one person to borrow it from.
Who?
Alice.
Don't be ridiculous. I couldn't ask Alice to give me money to buy her own present. Mm. That'd be a terrible thing to do. Besides, I did that last year.
Hey, Curly, I got an idea. Don't tell her it's for her present. Tell her it's for a good cause.
What good cause?
Tell her you want to buy me an operation for Christmas.
An opera? Yeah, I could tell her you got a cork growing in your throat. You know something? She might go for that operation, Gad.
Yeah, of course she will. She won't turn it down if she thinks my life's at stake.
I'm not so sure. But it's worth a try. Come on, we'll go in and ask her. Now look, Remley, let me do the talking. You just act unhealthy.
Right.
Oh, Alice, I want to talk to you about Frankie. Oh, there you are.
What about him?
Honey, I got bad news for you. Frankie needs an operation.
An operation? Oh, Frankie, are you sick? Frankie, that's a very bad cough.
Well, I'm sorry you don't like it. I didn't have time to rehearse.
Wait a minute. Alice, don't pay any attention to him. He's just trying to laugh it off. Now, don't be silly, honey. This is really serious. This boy needs an operation, and he needs the best surgeon that money can buy. And unless you loan him the money, there's no telling what'll happen to him. Will you do it, Alice?
Oh, of course I will. Here's a dollar, Frankie. And don't forget to bring back the change.
A dollar? What kind of an operation can I get for a buck?
Yeah, it cost him more than that to have the ring removed from his nose.
Who are you trying to kid with this operation gag? What do you need the money for?
All right, honey. I wanted to buy a Christmas present for my mother.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll be glad to let you have the money. What are you going to get her?
Well, what would you suggest I get for Mom?
How about a new wigwam?
It's my father that's got the Indian blood. And he never lived in a wigwam. His tribe are cliff dwellers. In fact, Dad still has a callus on his hip from carrying his scaling ladder. Now, you're going to lend me the money or not?
All right, I'll lend it to you.
Well, thanks, dear. And look, I want you to come along and pick out something nice for Mother. Something that you yourself would like.
Uh-huh. Excuse me, dear, I'll go get my hat. Oh, he's so sweet. I know he's going shopping for my present. And this is my chance to get that sterling silver set I want. I'll be right back, Phil.
Oh, okay, honey. Hey, Rem.
Hmm?
I got an idea.
What?
While Alice is gone, why don't you sing?
Me sing? Well, Curly, you're the...
No, you're not. I fell in that trap once today.
I'm going to give you a lead-in, too.
In that case, I'll have to do it without a lead-in. Now, get along. While I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I dragged it in and opened it up, but much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a friend of mine who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Oh, get out of here with that. Before I call a cop. Oh, get out of here with that. Before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing, he was a desperate man. But when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. But when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Oh, get out of here with that. Take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that. And take it down below. The moral of this story is, if you're out on the beach and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you, 'cause you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do. No, you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do. Alice. For goodness sakes, why did you bring me in this place? This is the swankiest store in town.
I know, dear. But after all, nothing is too good for my mother-in-law.
I don't get it. Last year, she sent Mom a pair of celluloid dress shields with an eye shade to match.
Phil, look. Here's just a thing for your mother.
Can I enjoy that line a minute without you? I was trying to be so proper. Celluloid, I was going to say. Well, go ahead,
no,
honey.
Phil, here's just a thing for your mother. A set of sterling silver flatware, and it's only $500.
Wait a minute. $500? Look, Alice, I want to get a nice present, but
I... we'll get the silver set. Oh, here comes the saleswoman. Ask her about it, Phil.
All right. Pardon me, miss.
How do you do? What can I do for you, sir?
My wife tells me I'm interested in some sterling silver flatware.
Oh, certainly. Here's just the set for you. And I can let you have it for the ridiculously low price of $2,200.
You're going to have to get some sleep, Tallulah. Look, what makes you think I'm going to spend that kind of money?
Oh, I can tell by looking at you that you're not interested in anything cheap. Obviously, you're a man of breeding and culture and accustomed to nothing but the finer things in life.
You're so right. And I can see that you, too, are a person of breeding. I imagine you sit a polo pony exquisitely. You, too, are of the social register, I presume.
But of course. You see, I belong to the Junior League.
What's your batting average, dear? Would you care to hit a few fungos or some hot ground?
Frankie, please.
I'd love to see your hook slide into third.
All right.
Miss, I want you to show us that $500 set you have there. You see, it's for my husband's mother.
Now, wait a minute, Alice. I don't want to spend $500 for something like this. It ain't practical.
What do you mean, it ain't practical? Why, surely your mother uses knives and forks at the dinner table?
Well, mother does. But father's a finger man. You see, being a cliff dweller, he never had an occasion
to
use what...
Don't explain it for me. Honey, I think you ought to buy this set.
Oh, you won't regret it, sir. It has everything you need, including these lovely artichoke forks.
Oh! Aren't they delightful? That's the one thing that Daddy will use.
Really?
Oh, yes. He wouldn't think of eating buffalo meat with anything but an artichoke. It's a tribe thing, you know. Look, thanks a lot, lady. We may be back. Will you get out of here? Come on, Alice.
Oh, Phil, why don't you stay here and think about the silver set? Meantime, I'll shop for your present. See you later, boy.
Yeah, so long, honey. Hey, Frankie.
What's the matter?
Don't you understand? I ain't kidding, Alice. She knows I'm shopping for her present. And I'd love to get her that silver set, but... Oh, Remley, I can't afford to spend $500 for it.
Could you afford it if it cost $8.50?
Hey, Curly, it's our friend Grogan.
Well, so it is. Hiya, Scarface. When'd you get out?
I ain't been in. I ain't never gonna be in again.
You mean you're now in a legitimate business?
My present reckon is open and above board. Rodney Grogan has become a philanthropist. For the holiday season, I'm helping people get their Christmas gifts.
Well, now, there's a nice thought. Mm-hmm. What's the name of your philanthropic organization?
The Yuletide Shoplifting Service.
What's philanthropic about a shoplifting service?
You don't see no further than your nose, do you? I'll explain it to you. You see, some poor schlump, he sees a gift, see, that he wants for a loved one. Someone like maybe his child, or his mother, or his parole officer.
Or maybe even his old cellmate.
You're getting the idea, yeah. Now, if you can't afford something, you see, then I heist it for you.
I imagine you help a lot of people this way.
Well, that's the least that I can do for my fellow human beings. My shoplifting service, you see, it also saves the department stores a lot of money.
How?
They don't need no salespeople.
Hey, Grogan, you're not in a very nice business.
Why, what are you talking about? I bring happiness into the lives of little people. Take Twitchy Lewis, for instance. I'll show you. This guy wanted something for his mother, see? Something that was feminine yet practical. But he couldn't afford what he wanted, so I heisted it for him.
And it made his mother happy?
Happy? Oh, yeah. You should have seen the expression on that little old lady's face when she unwrapped that Colt 45.
Well, what's feminine about a revolver?
It had a pearl handle.
Oh.
But then, of course, my biggest kick is getting gifts for kids.
You shoplift for kids, too?
Oh, yeah, sure, certainly. Yeah. Should have seen the toy I got for my little nephew.
Yeah?
He wanted a train for his birthday, see? So I went out and I lifted one for the little fella. The toughest job I ever did.
Why was it so tough?
Well, I got him the chief that runs between here and Chicago.
Hey, I'm glad we ran into you, Grog. You can help Curly.
How?
Well, you see that silver set on the counter there? He wants it for his wife, but he can't afford
it. Now, wait a minute, Remley. Hold it. I don't want nothing shoplifted. Come on, Remley. Let's walk around the store and look for something somewhere else. Look, that's... Thank you for... See you later, Grogan.
Yeah. Swell guy, that Harris. He's honest, but nice. I'm gonna help him. If he can't afford that set for his wife, well, I'll get it for him. See? Let's... See, now, there's... Dozen pieces to that silver set, and fortunately, I am wearing my plaid overcoat with the 12 inside pockets. While I'm at it, I'll throw in that tea set, too, and now I'll get to work.
Harris, I've been looking for you. Did you find a present for your wife yet?
No, and I've been looking all over the store, bro.
Oh, yeah, well, I bet you're tired.
Yeah,
huh?
I am. I'm really tired.
Well, that's because you got a chill. So, here, you take my overcoat.
No, I don't need an overcoat. I ain't got no chill.
Don't argue. When I say you got a chill, you got a chill. Put it on. Ah, there you are. Gee, that plaid looks great on you. Well... So long, Harris, and a Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, same to you, Grogan, but I don't really need this coat. Oh, well. Hey, that Grogan, he's a nice guy to think of my health, huh,
yeah. Come on, let's find Alice. Curly? Come on, don't just stand there.
I can't move, the coat's too heavy. I wonder what he's got in this thing, anyway.
Hold still, I'll look at the inside label. Hey, Grogan must be doing all right.
Why?
This coat's got a sterling silver lining.
Silver? Oh, no! Oh, no, Grogan lifted that silver.
Hey, wasn't it nice of him to heist this stuff
for
you?
Not so loud, Remley. Quiet. Shh. If I get caught with this thing, I'll go to jail.
Don't get excited, Curly. All you have to do is sneak it back on the counter.
Yeah, after all, nobody knows I got the stuff on me.
Not yet, but they're gonna know.
How are they gonna know? Julius, did you overhear what we said?
No, but I'm going to tell the cops anyway.
Just a minute. Excuse me a minute, kid. Hey, Curly, here's your chance to get rid of the coat.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad I ran into that. Julius, I just brought your Christmas present, this beautiful plaid overcoat. Here you are, kid. Put it on.
Wait a minute. It's too big for me.
Hold still. There you are.
Well, hello again. This is Buck Benny speaking. Welcome to another episode of the Jack Benny Show. This is from 65 years ago this week, from 1945. We're continuing our Jack Benny contest. why I can't stand Jack Benny, or I can't stand Jack Benny because, actually. And, of course, our contest, I can't stand Buck Benny because, or I love Buck Benny because. I've gotten a number of folks that have entered, and I would love for more folks to enter the contest. Lots of great entries. Today's episode of Jack Benny stars Luella Parson. And Luella Parsons was kind of the E! Entertainment Magazine channel before there was E! She was a celebrity. She reported on celebrities. She was the first person to really start reporting on celebrities and realize that there was a market there. And so she kind of had exclusive sort of domain of that area for quite a while. And then there became some competitors and things, and of course it grew into this gigantic thing it is today of reporting on celebrities. But she would do all the celebrity gossip and the upcoming movies and things that the stars were in and so forth. So she was very well known in Hollywood. She could make or break people, that sort of thing. And she is on today's episode. She does not have a huge part. It comes kind of later in the episode and so forth, but it's there, and it's kind of fun to hear what she sounded like and so forth. So I hope you enjoy this episode, and keep tuning in for more Christmas shows. We're bringing more and more to you all the time, trying to bring you lots of what I call the three B's of Christmas show. That's Bing, Bob, and Benny. So I think those are the three biggest ones that I like to make sure that I have a good representation from Bob Hope and Bing Crosby and Jack Benny, of course. Lots of the shopping episodes. Today I posted the very first shopping episode from 1937, and so please keep tuning in for those, and we'll see you next time.
The Jack Benny Program.
American.
Quality of product is essential to continuing success. LSMFT, LSMFT, LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Today,
tomorrow,
and always.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw.
It takes fine tobacco to make a fine cigarette. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Yes, independent tobacco experts present at the auctions can see the makers of Lucky Strike consistently select and buy the finer, the lighter, the naturally milder Lucky Strike tobacco. And this fine Lucky Strike tobacco means real deep down smoking enjoyment for you. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
It is all easy, darling.
The Lucky Strike Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Larry Stevens, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Gentlemen, 2 weeks ago, Steve Bradley, Jack Benny's press agent, forced Jack into having a contest. You listeners were asked to write in letters completing this simple sentence, "I can't stand Jack Benny because." And is it catching on? Ah, yes, there's excitement in the old town tonight. Everybody's celebrating. In fact, right now there's a parade coming down Sunset Boulevard. Look, they're turning down the street where Jack Benny lives.
Guys in uniform.
Yeah, what are they? Soldiers, sailors, or Marines?
They're mailmen.
Mailmen?
Sure, haven't you heard? Jack Benny's running a contest. I can't stand Jack Benny.
Well, neither can I, but what's the contest about?
That's it. I can't stand Jack Benny because there's $10,000 in prizes.
No kidding.
I even sent in a letter myself.
You did? What did you say?
Oh, plenty. When I got through, I had to wash out my fountain pen with soap. Life boy yet.
Hey, I'm going to call up my wife and tell her to write a letter to Benny right now.
Wait a minute. Why don't you do it yourself?
Oh, if my wife calls him half the things she calls me, she can't lose.
Jackson, there's the doorbell.
I heard it, Phil.
Rochester. Rochester, answer the door.
I can't move, boss. The ladder's up to my knees.
The ladder isn't so high.
It ain't, eh? I'm sitting on a horse.
No, don't be silly. Every time I talk to him... Phil, what are you doing with that shovel and that pile of letters?
We lost Mary.
We didn't lose Mary. She got a bad cold and couldn't come over today.
Oh, that's a shame, Jackson. Did you send her any fruit?
No. She still has the fruit I sent her last year when she was sick.
But that was a year ago. Don't that wax fade?
No, but during the hot weather, it melts a little, you know. In fact, the banana curled up and looks like a donut with yellow jaundice. Now, let's see.
Hey, Jackson, why don't you send her some real fruit? The wax stuff don't fool anybody.
It doesn't, eh? The apple's got two worms in it. They don't know the difference. So why should I work? I'm coming. Gee, how am I going to get to the door with all those letters? Maybe I better put on my snowshoes. Good thing I didn't leave them in Yosemite.
Oh, what?
What is it, Rochester?
On the way back from the door, ski through the kitchen and bring me a glass of water.
Okay. I'm coming. Gosh, the letters are so deep, it's a good thing I got my snowshoes on.
Fire the night, which was 30 below, there stumbled a miner fresh from the snow. Dog dirty and loaded for bear.
That's me. Rochester, stop. Okay. Oh, are you the mailman?
Well, what do you think I am with this pack on my back? An early Santa Claus?
I never saw a guy that does so many things.
You and your contest.
Well, can I help it if so many people can't stand me? Besides, what are you griping about? You got over 200 letter carriers helping you.
I know, but it wasn't easy getting them.
What?
We have the only post office in the country with a draft board.
Now, look.
Don't you shout at me. See those four stars on my shoulders?
Well, what does that mean?
I'm a postmaster general, silly.
I knew I shouldn't have asked him. Now, look. Will you please stop with all this?
Quiet. A message is coming in on my walkie-talkie.
Flight commander to control tower. Flight commander to control tower. We're circling Beverly Hills. Please give instructions. Over.
Control tower to flight commander. You're approaching the target. Drop down to 500 feet. Open the bomb bay.
Wait a minute. What is this?
Airmail, you old-fashioned fool.
Look, General, do me a favor, will you? I drained all the water out of the swimming pool. Put the letters in there. The house is full.
Very well.
Thank you, General. Oh, now what?
You forgot to salute.
Now, cut that out. This is all General Bradley's fault. I mean, it's all Steve Bradley's fault. Having people write letters on why they can't stand me. These snowshoes are kind of tight.
He longed for the fight of the Yukon night in the northern lights, weird flicker.
Rochester.
And a game of stud in a frozen mud and a taste of raw red liquor.
Rochester, stop with that poetry. We're not in the Yukon.
I don't know about you, but I'm chewing on some blubber.
What?
Tough as a steak with Yukon cake. Hard boiled as a picnic cake.
Rochester.
He washed his shirt in the Klondike dirt and drank his rum by the cave.
Rochester, just tend to the mail. We still have thousands of letters to read.
Hey, Jackson, here's a letter. Listen to this one. I can't stand Jack Benny because he charges $2 an hour to play his violin at weddings.
What?
Signed, Tommy Manville.
Well, that's how it is when you work for one man too long. Now, let's not get these mixed up.
Well, Mr. Benny.
Oh, Larry, I didn't see you with all these letters around here. When'd you come in?
Yesterday.
Oh. Better read your way to the window and get some air.
I can't stand Jack Benny because he won't pay Rochester more money, because he won't give him a night off, and because he won't...
Rochester, stop reading those letters.
I ain't reading, boss.
Well, we talk about our little problems in private.
Yeah, you, me, and the Dyes Committee.
Gee, I'm getting tired reading these letters. I'm going to rest a while. Say, Larry, why don't you sing a song for us?
I'd like to, Mr. Benny, but I've got laryngitis.
Gee, everybody's got a cold. You and Mary, what a show we're going to have. Just my luck, Fred Allen will be as fit as a fiddle. I'm sorry you can't sing today, kid.
It wouldn't make any difference, Mr. Benny. I was going to sing I'm Glad I Waited for You, but Mr. Harris' band can't play it.
Phil... Why can't your band play I'm Glad I Waited for You?
No rushes. We got to take these songs in order.
Oh, I'm sorry. What are you working on now?
The Sheik of Araby.
What?
It's a great song, Jackson. It goes like this. I'm the Sheik of Araby. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Your love belongs to me. At night when you're...
I know. I know how it goes.
He wanted to muscle now in the sledge with a team of husky hounds.
Quiet! Phil, by the time you get to... Oh, there's the phone. Hello?
Hello, Jack. This is Don Wilson.
Oh, hello, Don. How are you?
Bad as ever, thank you.
But don't thank me. You're the only man I know that goes into a butcher shop, buys a side of beef, and the butcher says, shall I wrap it up or will you eat it here? Now, look, John, I'm busy with my contest mail. What do you want?
Well, the reason I called you, Jack, is because I'm going on a local broadcast today, and I want you to listen in.
Oh, sure. We'll all listen.
I'm going to tell a few jokes, and I'd like to try one out on you.
Joke? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Don. Go ahead.
Why are Lucky Strike cigarettes like Minneapolis?
Say, that sounds like you got something there. Go ahead, Don. Why are Lucky Strike cigarettes like Minneapolis?
Because they're so round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
What?
Don't you get it, Jack?
No.
Well, now wait, I'll make it easier for you. Lucky Strikes are like Minneapolis because they're made of the finer, the lighter, the naturally milder tobacco.
Don, I might be a little dense today, but I still don't get it.
Well, now I'll explain it to you so you can't miss it.
Oh.
Lucky Strikes are like Minneapolis because with men who know tobacco best, it's Lucky's 2-1.
But, Don, that doesn't make sense. Minneapolis doesn't fit in there.
It doesn't?
No.
Oh, I guess you're right, Jack. I'll make it St. Paul.
Yes, I think you've really got something.
Well, I better run along. Goodbye.
Oh, Don, just a second. What time do you go on that program?
At 6:15.
Okay, I'll listen. Goodbye. Oh, my goodness, I forgot to ask him what station. Oh, well, we'll find it. Hey, Phil, the house looks a little better with all those letters cleaned up. You know, as soon as we get through, I've got to go out and do some more Christmas shopping.
Say, Jackson, I got a swell present for you this year.
You have, Phil?
Yeah.
How much did it... I mean, what is it? what did you get me?
Case of gin.
A case of gin.
Well, it'll come in handy when you throw a party.
When am I going to throw a party?
The minute I bring it over, Bob.
All right, Phil. We'll have a party on New Year's Eve.
Mr. Benny, what are you going to give me for Christmas?
Well, what are you going to give me, Rochester?
You tell me what you're going to give me.
No. First, you tell me what you're going to give me.
No, you tell me.
No, you tell me.
No, you tell me.
No, you tell me. What are you laughing at?
We do this every year, and all we get out of it is a sore throat.
Well, don't worry. I'm going to buy you a nice gift. Now, before I do my shopping, I better go over my list again. Let's see. For Christmas, I'll get some cough drops for Larry Stephen. Some new wax fruit for Mary. And something for Don Wilson. I hear they're stretching two ways again. Now, let's see. What else? To get some Christmas presents for my writers. They need pencil and paper. And I must look around for some cheap bow ties for all the boys in Phil's band.
Cheap bow ties? Why don't you get them some good ones?
Phil, as long as the elastic snaps in them, they're happy. Now let's see. What else do I have to get? I'll get a Rochester. Hello?
Hello, is my daddy there?
Your daddy? Oh, is this Phil Harris's little girl?
Yes, is this Mr. Benny? Star of Stage, Green Radio, and will drive children to school at 20 cents a trip.
How did you know all that?
It was printed on a Christmas card you sent us.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Mr. Benny, I hope you won't be mad at my daddy when you see the letter he's sending to your contest.
Oh, for heaven's sake. You mean your daddy showed you the letter?
I had to write it for him.
Well, I should have known he couldn't do it himself, you know.
Can I talk to my daddy now?
Sure, sweetheart. Just a minute. Phil, your little girl's on the phone.
Thanks, Jackson.
Hello, baby.
So, hot shot.
What did you call me for, honey?
Well, Daddy, I don't know what to buy you for Christmas. I wish you'd tell me what you want.
Oh, darling, you don't have to buy me anything for Christmas.
That's what you told me last year, and then you got even with me on my birthday.
No. Now, baby, Daddy didn't get even with you. He just forgot, that's all.
Gee, Daddy, I like Christmas. Santa Claus and everything.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And, baby, do you know where Santa Claus comes from?
Uh-huh. And that's what I like about the North Pole.
Oh, isn't that cute? Hey, Jackson, you should have heard what my kid just said.
Oh, Daddy, wasn't that funny?
Yes, it was, too. You know, honey, I never saw
that. I better hang up now, Daddy. I'm busy.
Okay, goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, hotshot.
Gee, what a sweet kid. He sure is, Jackson. You know, it's wonderful being a father, especially when your kid is just starting to school. You know, I come home at night, sit her on my lap, and watch her do her homework.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised what you can learn that way.
Well, stick to it, Phil. You know, it isn't going to hurt you any.
You said it. I've learned plenty. Hey, Jackson, do you know what a period is?
Certainly, a period is what you put at the end of a sentence.
And it's also a dot over a nine.
Phil, you positively amazed me. Now, let's get the rest of these letters out of the way. I say, Phil, take all these letters that you've been open here and put them in the corner. And I wish you'd try...
Oh, boss.
What is it, Rochester?
Here's a letter from Fred Allen.
Fred Allen? He can't be in the contest. He's a judge.
Just the same, he sent this letter.
What does it say?
It says, I can't stand Jack Benny because...
Uh-huh.
Then he lists the reasons alphabetically, chronologically, and geographically.
Geographically?
Yeah, he can't stand you any place.
Oh, he just thinks he's smart because he can say such big words with his nose. He's awful.
Stop, Jackson, stop. You just don't like him because he's a great comedian.
That has nothing to do with it. And listen, Phil, all week long you've been sarcastic just because I was the only one invited to Ronald Coleman's house last Sunday for dinner.
I still don't believe he sent you an invitation.
Well, you can go and look at it again. It's framed over the fireplace. Not only that, I'm having the Colemans over to my house next Sunday.
You are?
Yeah. I think I ought to invite their friend from England, Mr. Wellington. He was a guest at their house, too.
Hey, Jackson, you promised Don Wilson you'd listen to his program. It's getting late.
Oh, yeah. What time is it?
I don't know. The little hand is straight down and the big hand is bent over.
That's 6:15. Phil, why don't you learn how to tell time?
I try to, but it always keeps changing.
Oh, well, I better listen to Don. Rochester, turn on the radio. We want to hear Don Wilson.
What station is it?
He forgot to tell me. Try to get it anyway.
Okay.
Here, I'll get the station.
I might as well be honest with you, Joyce. I'm in love with another woman.
No, no, Alvin, you mustn't leave me. You mustn't. I've given you the best years of my life. I'll fight to the last ounce of my strength.
Oh, that's not it either. I wonder what station does.
Every cloud
must move. Oh, for heaven's sake, why can't I get the station Wilson's on?
There it goes. It's a line drive and Greenberg's on third.
They've got such a slow radio here. I gotta get that station that down.
Do you have rheumatism in your joints? Do you have chills? Does your liver shiver? Do you wheeze when you sneeze? If you suffer from these or any other ailments, try sympathy.
I'm going to change this before that quartet comes on. Sympathy soothing syrup. That stuff never helped anybody. I wish Wilson had told me what station he's on.
Melancholy me.
Oh, my goodness. Why can't I get this? Maybe this is it.
Hello, to all of you from Hollywood. This is Luella Parsons.
That ain't the station, Jackson.
Well, I want to hear this anyway. Luella might have something nice to say about me.
Here's my first important news from the film capital tonight. Lena Schlagenhoff, who used to go with Turan O'Reilly, was seen at the Macamba with Gregory Bermasaf. They were dancing cheek to cheek to the exotic music of Xavier Shapiro.
Well, what do you know about that?
Just heard that Bing Crosby and Bob Hope's next picture is the road to the La Brea Tar Pit.
Well, they've been everywhere else. I got to see that.
Flash, it's a boy at the Cedars of Lebanon Hospital.
Well, I must send them a card of congratulations. Remind me, Phil.
Ben Johnson, who was so very ill with the flu, was cured in 3 days by a new miracle medicine called sympathy soothing.
How do you like that? Me, it made sick.
Now, here's top news. News you'll all be interested in. Gladys Zabisco, who's been Jack Benny's sweetheart for so long, has just signed a brand new contract with the Homeway Laundry.
Oh, boy, she passed her tub test. See, I hope her agent made a good deal for her.
And speaking of Jack Benny, his contest has brought thousands and thousands of letters from every state in the Union. Well, almost every state. Maine and Vermont are still holding out.
That shows what she knows. They hate me there, too.
That's all for now. But don't forget that starting next week, my own program for Woodbury will be increased to 15 minutes. So be sure to listen in to all the latest news from Hollywood. This is Luella Parsons saying good night.
Gee, I must call up Luella and tell her...
Hey, Jackson, what about the program that Don Wilson is on?
Oh, yes, I must get that.
Don't smile, my honey. Here, my life is no way here. Or else I will be melancholy. Yes, I will be melancholy. Now that I'll be melancholy, too.
Oh, God, isn't that awful?
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the glorious voice of Miss Ginny Mudfender. You're home from the Pine Street bowling alley.
Well, what do you know? Don Wilson's been on that program all the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, the contest will end at midnight December 24th, so be sure to get your letters in before then. Just complete this sentence. I can't stand Jack Benny because, in 50 words or less, and mail your letter to the Jack Benny Contest, Hollywood 28, California. The first prize will be a $2,500 in victory bonds. The second prize, $1,500 in victory bonds. The third prize, a $1,000 victory bond. And there will be 50 additional prizes of $100 victory bonds each. Remember, all you have to do is complete this sentence, I can't stand Jack Benny because, in 50 words or less, and mail it to the Jack Benny Contest, Hollywood 28, California. That's the Jack Benny Contest, Hollywood 28, California. Our board of judges will include Goodman Ace of the Easy Aces and Peter Lorre.
He frightens me.
And the supreme and final judge will be the Honorable Fred Allen.
He frightens Peter Lorre.
The decision of the judges will be final, and all letters become the property of Jack Benny, including the rights to publish. This contest is open to everyone except the employees of the American Tobacco Company, its agents, and the National Broadcasting Company. It is also subject to all federal and state laws and regulations. In case of a tie, duplicate prizes will be awarded.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christmas shopping this season is just as difficult as it was last year and the year before. However, there's an answer to the question, what'll I give for Christmas? Why not give victory bonds and stamps? They are tangible evidence of our gratitude, yes, responsibility to those who have made possible our nation's first peacetime Christmas. Give the present with a future. Victory bonds and stamps for Christmas.
Jack, we'll be back in just a minute. But first, here is my good friend, F.E. Boone.
American. Independent tobacco experts spend their lives buying, selling, and handling tobacco. Mr. Joseph Edgar Joyce, independent tobacco buyer of Pinnacle, North Carolina, said,
as a tobacco man, I know a good leaf of tobacco when I see it. Over a period of many years, I have seen that Lucky Strike buys the finer, lighter tobacco. When Lucky Strike buys a basket of tobacco, it's got to be good all the way down. I've smoked Lucky's for 18 years.
Quote, when Lucky Strike buys a basket of tobacco, it's got to be good all the way down. Unquote. Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
The famous tobacco auctioneers heard on tonight's program are Mr. F.E. Boone of Lexington, Kentucky.
At 49, ought to be at 49, American.
And Mr. L.A. Speed Riggs of Goldsboro, North Carolina.
48,
that's Rise Dale speaking for Lucky Strike. L.S.M.F.T. L.S.M.F.T. L.S.M.F.T.
So for your own real deep-down smoking enjoyment, smoke that smoke of fine tobacco Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
Well, thank heavens that cleans up all these letters until the mailmen get here tomorrow. Say, Phil.
Yeah, Jackson?
I'd like you and all the gang to come over to dinner next Sunday night. You know, I'm having the Ronald Coleman.
Oh, gee, thanks, Jackson. I'll be there.
And remember, Phil, when we're having dinner, watch your P's and Q's. You know what I mean.
Oh, sure. When you give me the Q, I'll pass the P's. Ha, ha, ha! Oh, filthy, what a shame you haven't got laryngitis, too. You dumb, you.
You said, I bet Mary's glad she didn't have to hear that joke. Good night, doll.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.